And we are back. It is the War Room. I'm Jason Blum, the great Harrison Smith. We are talking Bilderberg 2026, the true power structure. We're going to get into some of the other players, other institutions, right? Because you also have these think tank groups. For instance, the Hudson Institute is always represented there. And again, I think even on this broadcast a couple of times, I've played Herman Kahn at the Hudson Institute all those years ago, just kind of openly discussing, hey, the public gets a little too out of control. We'll just spray them with something in the air, or maybe we'll just put something in the water. Maybe we'll just forcibly drug them. I really like that kind of stark honesty, just like I like it when Karp exposes himself as a global gangster. Again, unprosecutable. We just can't get any high-level criminal accountability. And honestly, that's why our constitutional republic continues to fail, because it's not a constitutional republic, because we don't have the checks and balances that were embedded into our Constitution, a brilliant document, the most perfectly imperfect document you could have. And what do I mean by that? Well, obviously, women should vote. Obviously, blacks are not three-fifths a person, right? Obvious. It should be obvious to anybody with sense in their head, okay? And yet, we had to make amendments to the Constitution to get those on because of the time period where we were in. Now, some of the imperfections that remain today is that we have let the executive within an executive run wild and have no accountability. And that's when things are born classified. That's post-World War II, when they really severely limited the powers of the president of the United States. And when the president tried to exercise those powers later on, like beyond Dwight Eisenhower, stating that the military-industrial complex and the scientific elite could be taking over the country, possibly the world, and this was actually even a spiritual battle, and they maybe try to do something about it, even coming from a gangster family like the Kennedys, they'll blow your head off. They'll blow your brother's head off from behind. That's what they'll do, right? Challenge it again. Maybe you'll get nicked in the ear. Obviously trying to blow your head off. Maybe that's when he really decided that, you know, as much as he wanted to do, when he should have gone the other way, you know, he was going to fall in line, which is a damn shame. A damn shame. And I know there's the black pillars out there that say, you know, Trump was always bad. I'm not in that crowd either. I'm not saying he was always the greatest guy. In fact, one of my criticisms, the three big ones, was, you know, one, he's an actor, you know, always on television. Forget about the stupid reality shows. He was even an actor when he was selling you on, you know, Oprah Winfrey and his businesses and, you know, Trump Academy. And he had, I'm pretty sure not only just a book, he had a board game, like the Trump game, like he, Home Alone, you name, actor, you know, and a bit of a misogynist, liked cheating on his wives. You know, there's a certain amount of deception that comes with that. I know a lot of people don't like hearing that. And I think there's a lot of hypocrisy there as well. But I'd hope that if I ever tied the knot, I could sustain any type of temptation to do so. It seemed like kind of a serial cheat. Oh, then there's the gangster stuff that I was just mentioning. You know, you don't build casinos in Atlantic City, and you don't have companies that are doing high-level construction in New York without the gangs, the actual like Italian gangsters and mafia that you're allowed to hear about. And some of them do get prosecuted. And yeah, do they brutally kill people? Yes. But you hear about that. And it's usually like one or two people at a time. They usually leave alone the women and the kids. Does Alex Karp leave the women and kids alone when they drone bomb a school? Does that happen? Yeah, I want you to really think long and hard about that. And yet, no one there is going to jail. So we'll get back to this list when we come back. This is the War Room. I am Jason Burmes subbing in. Once again, I can't tell you how important it is to support the InfoWar. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and make a purchase. If you can't do that, spread the info. All my documentaries are free. Go to my documentary playlist over at my YouTube. Share those. Share Alex's documentaries. We'll be back after that. We'll be right back.
what's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
You're watching The War Room with Jason Furmus. Watch it live right now at fan.video.
And we are back with The War Room. I am your host today, Jason Furmus, and Harrison Smith. Let's keep going down the line because we're going to start getting into artificial intelligence. And by the way, Palantir, yes, part of AI. It's now beyond track, trace, database. It's moving into transhumanism. But in that window of both, and don't get me wrong, they will utilize this with transhumanism. It is utilizing artificial intelligence for what they call predictive crime, pre-crime. You know, the stuff you see in Minority Report. And a lot of that has already kind of been established behind the scenes, okay? But they've been testing the waters in westernized countries with these free speech laws and these social media arrests, okay? And don't think that's not going to bleed into the United States. You're already seeing it. And that's why, as we go down the line here, we have to mention Michael Kratios, the director of White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, because so much of this AI-driven narrative management and where we're going isn't just Larry Ellison and Oracle. It is policy that is being set, okay, needs to be stated. Going down the line here, you got the chief of staff and the secretary general. International, again, we were talking about the UN. We are talking about the World Health Organization. We're talking about the World Economic Forum. All these folks end up with a seat at the table, right? IEE, School of Politics, Economics, and Global Affairs. CNN at the table this year, talking about narrative management. A lot of media at the table inside. Or the people that own the media, sometimes directly the media, right? Chief of the Secret Intelligence Service, as we mentioned, we had the video of them leaving of Great Britain. John Micklewaite, editor-in-chief of Bloomberg. There's The Economist. CEO Thinking Machines Lab. Again, everybody in the AI arena that matters, they're also getting a seat here. There they are, both the king and the queen of the Netherlands. Wah! Barf. Barf my face off. CEO and president of Democracy Forward. You always got to look out. And by the way, there's this new guy from the United States, Jason Smith. Where is he? Where's Jason Smith? There he is at the bottom. Member of Congress. I'll be honest. I don't know anything about Jason Smith, but I do know when you get on the list at Bilderberg, there is a reason. Like Kristen Sinema, she got to go 1 year. She ended up getting out of politics. Maybe she lost her taste for it, but they were trying to promote her as like the next independent. Okay. Eric Schmidt, executive chair and CEO of Relativity Space Inc. is what he's involved in. If you don't know who Eric Schmidt is, he's the guy that they installed on the Google/Alphabet train because Alphabet is actually above Google. Just like Google's above like YouTube, even though they're the same thing. Of narrative management. I mean, talk about technopolies. Google, all right, number one search engine in the world. Chrome, number one web browser in the world. Chromebooks/Android, number one operating system in the world. YouTube, number one. video platform in the world. YouTube, number two search engine in the world. Hey, there's not a whisper of a whisper of an antitrust against them. And by the way, it's not just like I talked to you about. It's military-industrial complex all the way outside of the narrative management. It's quantum computing. It's artificial intelligence. It is an extension of the National Security Agency. And there's not, it doesn't seem like we can do a damn thing about it. But we won't be breaking it up. I can guarantee you that 1,000%. Deutsche Bank is there. We mentioned Goldman Sachs earlier. We got another member of Congress, Terry Sewell, in there. Always keep an eye on those politicians. By the way, Smith, I believe he's a congressman out of Missouri and a Republican. Okay? So this idea, it's just the Democrats. You listen, Democrats are bad, but anybody they're pushing mainline at this point, forget about it. Coinbase, of course, is there. You know, we mentioned CNN. We'll get to Fareed Zakaria at the very bottom. But Zakaria has been going like every year for more than a decade, maybe even closer to two decades at this point. He's a big part of it and has been for some time. The vice chair and president of Microsoft is there as well. You know, again, I mentioned Peter Thiel. We just did Zakaria. There's your chief AI officer of Meta there. The big boys are all there. And there wasn't one story on one mainstream media outlet. Not one. I mean, Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC. Didn't see my piece in The Guardian this year. Daily. Why is that? Why am I in the voice in the wilderness on this one? A lot of those names and certainly those companies, people know what they are, right? But bringing it around to Gavin Newsom. I apologize, Mr. McInnes. I should not have. You're not Gavin Newsom, okay? But Gavin said something about thank goodness for Elon Musk. Listen, guys, they're as much a part of narrative and management as ever, and it's ironic because the Musker nuts just said this, and we're going to play this video. And by the way, I actually agree with him on what he's saying, but yet what's really being done on X is anything but what is said right here. So here's the Musker do.
There must also be freedom of speech such that the people know what the truth is. Otherwise, they cannot make an informed decision. So if you do not have freedom of speech, you cannot have democracy because the public cannot make an informed decision about their vote if there is not freedom of information.
And I agree. And hopefully we're going to get to that video as well. But let's look at it in practice, you know, in reality. First of all, I put Linda Yaccarino, World Economic Forum, in charge. She came out and said it's not about freedom of speech. It's about freedom of reach. Well, freedom of speech, but freedom of reach. No. They're one and the same. You see right there in the notifications? The only reason I have that many notifications on X right now is because of you guys. Organic. Infowars.com. Not Google or YouTube or Meta or any of that garbage. It's because of you. It's because of grassroots. It's because of organic engagement. And Gareth Eich posted this. Son of David, I really like Gareth. Interviewed him several times. And you have Arya Yadager, account suspended for violating the rules. Who is this person? First of all, again, more narrative management from Google. You type it in, all you get are the social medias, or that she's a regime mouthpiece for Iran. Okay, suppressed news, all of it. Oh, yeah, you get nothing but like X posts. That's it. Well, Apple, like I told you, just erased a bunch of towns. Apparently, they don't exist. They're down the memory hole, said in the first hour, in Lebanon. So they can do that, but I'm not allowed to get another opinion about what's going on in Iran. And I'm not saying she's telling the truth. I'm not saying she's getting everything right. But freedom of speech means what? I get to hear it. It comes up. You don't ban that person. Bandsauce. Now, I got rid of the old blue check mark yesterday. Wasn't a hard decision. You know why? Because I looked at my real analytics. And my real analytics said, I don't even get my posts, my original posts. The only reason I kept, why I bought, and I've had the blue check mark since the inception of you being able to purchase it, like 2 or 3 years ago. And I was like, man, my numbers are garbage. I'm not trying to make money on X. I'm not clickbait Thomas. You're never going to see me use an emoji ever because I'm a grown up, right? You're never going to see breaking news in big letters with like sirens on them. I'm an adult. I'm not there for click farm engagement. Never have been. I'm actually truly about freedom of speech, and I hope that I can have an engaging conversation with my audience so that my ideas get out there. I'm not an influencer. Okay? I do hope that my arguments and my evidence are sound enough that perhaps they can influence some people to look into them, may them bring them over to the side of what I believe to be truth. And that I've presented, I do like that. But I don't need to TikTok or Snapchat or any of that garbage, okay? Get rid of all of it. It's just, it's abysmal. So, as you can see, it says right now on there, premium's 50% off. It's 50% off. Guys, I've had this tweet right here. This is one of my bigger ones. If you can see, it's from June of 2024. I probably had it pinned almost a year and a half plus. I have almost 50,000 followers. Let's see what the actual number is. Probably more. Guys, can you get me to actual 50,000? Let's hit it right now. Let's see if we're there yet. See if we got 70 from you. Nope. Almost. We're about 12 away now. 12 away. Or no, is that a four? Sorry. No, we're not 12 away. We're still about 50 away. Come on in. Come on over. I have 50,000 followers. I barely have, this is the most impressions on how many tweets, 56,000. That's nothing. I literally paying for it, right? Take a look. This is 3 hours ago. That's 1/20th of my audience. And then they want you to pay to quote unquote boost posts. It's a big scam. They want you to think that you can be an influencer. They're selling you on narrative management. And by the way, if you do want to keep your blue check mark for some reason, like the only reason I was keeping it was so I could post longer form videos, right? Which I can no longer do, which I wonder now, do they take this video down that's 41 minutes? Hopefully not, because I've paid for it. I would assume they're not going to take that down. But let's go to the last video that I actually posted so you can really see. And we're scrolling because most of my feed is, you know, the news that's going on. And showing people, you know, things like that. Like this one got a little over 10% of my audience. That's a big tweet. A big tweet for maybe a little more than 10% of the audience. And it's certainly not a video tweet, right? There it is right there. My last video. Oh, look at that. That's one of my bigger videos that I put out there. I got 16,000 impressions. And that's only because of the Bilderberg and the Epstein files. Usually they get about like, I don't know, there it is, 1,000, my tweets. So 1 in 50. It's trash. But if you do go to cancel, they'll offer you 40% off automatically. And then if you actually cancel, the next day they'll offer you 50% off. So if you're more comfortable paying $40 a year instead of 80, there's a little hack attack on this supposed free speech platform that to me is anything but free speech. Period. Full stop. Just not real that it's a free speech thing. I wish that it was. It's not. In fact, when we talk about narrative management, and I know it's ironic that I'm pulling these from tweets. Take a good look right here. The stats for cancers in the United States, for some strange reason, just have not been updated by the CDC since 2022. Why is that? Oh, weird. Do I dare to ask the question of why that's happening? I'm sure you can't associate it, especially on a platform like YouTube, with the boop diddly oopins, right? I wanted to shift gears. Now we're going to get into the hodgepodge. We're going to go to that video in a moment of some hot high-level Hollywood abuse of children. That's real. Shouldn't be mocked. But here's something. And by the way, this is being done. I would hope maybe – I don't think know that the Trump administration can even step in here. But we talked about some of the transgender stuff, especially with children early on. When you read stories like this, you don't think they can be real. So Jonathan Richardson, who now uses the name Autumn Cordelione, all right, and I don't think has fully transitioned. In fact, they're saying that this is one of the reasons that they released this person. In 2002, got convicted of strangling an 11-month-old baby. This person, who's now this person outside of jail. First of all, 55 years isn't enough. 55 years, it's over. You're in there. You're never leaving. The fact that this person is not in prison, you don't think there's a mental health issue here? And murdered a baby? Murdered a baby. Got literal demon tattoos on their face. Out and about. No big deal. Pulling shorties. I feel horrible for these two girls that were probably just at a club and saw some weirdo with the tattoos and wanted to take a picture and like are laughing about it. I probably had no idea the person strangled a baby out of jail. Insane. Now, getting back to globalism and that insanity, this is the International Energy Agency. You know, we talk about globalism, talk about command and control. And here is an 8-point plan to really break humanity. That's what this is truly about. They're just trying to do that. It's not about improving life for anybody. Let's reduce the speed limits on highways by at least 10 kilometers. It sounds good. 10 kilometers an hour. That's nothing, by the way. Not even 10 miles an hour for those not knowing the metric system comparisons. Now, okay. I like when I'm on a highway that's 80 miles an hour, especially four lanes. I don't see a problem with it. Make public transport cheaper. Incentivize micro mobility, walking and cycling. Okay, whoa, let's hold up there. I don't mind public transport being cheaper, as I remember getting my first desk job back in 2004, not having a car and being able to take the bus to work every day. That's great. I don't know that I want to incentivize that at all, ever. I liked it a lot better when I had freedom of mobility in my car and I can go somewhere for lunch outside of asking a coworker to take me. Just saying. Car-free Sundays in large cities. Woo, woo, woo. No, thank you. Oh, you just showed your hand. Car-free. First of all, it will never actually be car-free Sundays. It'll be car-free Sundays for the majority of you. And then you'll be able to, like, buy a special pass. So, like, it'll be a stat, and you'll be able to use your car. See, you'll own nothing and be happy, but someone's going to own a lot. No, there's never going to be a nobody own. The king and the queen of Netherlands were at Bilderberg. You think they're giving up their little crown and castle? No, they're not. Work from home up to 3 days a week where possible. They loved introducing that because the next phase is just getting rid of you altogether. You know, I was sitting there again, another father. And he was kind of hip to some of it. He actually told me when I mentioned Alex that he was one of those guys years ago that listened to Alex Jones for entertainment. And he goes, I was saying all this crazy stuff. He's like, but a lot of it turned out to be true. That's, love him or hate him, that's the genius of Alex Jones, right? He is entertaining, and he brought those people in. And he was talking about, we were talking about the hate and lie shots, the COVID-1984 nightmare. He wasn't aware of, say, the Musk connection, maybe you're not aware of that, of Tesla, which isn't a car company. Which is a military industrial complex company, again, wanting to the electric car part of that slave grid, the Optimus robot part of that transhuman slave grid. the Hate and Lies shop that the Musker Nuts just put a new post about, talking about getting feeling like he was almost going to die from the second boop shot. If he ever took, I don't know. It's not like I believe billionaires. Like, maybe the next InfoWars shirt is believe in billionaires. And on the back, it says psych. I don't believe in billionaires. But anyway, his company, Tesla, partnered with CureVac, and they built the micro printing factories, the bio nano printers, the factories that printed up the Hate and Lies. You can watch the old Musker do in it, full masked up in front of the machine, telling you how it's going to be the best thing since breakfast. Okay. That's what that company is. So no, thank you. Alternate private car use in large cities. Why don't you F off? Forget about FAFO. Why don't you just go straight to hell? You want to take away my car? Because that's what you're doing when you're saying we're gonna alternate private car use. That means it's not private. And then when you're saying either I'm alternating giving it to somebody or I'm able to use it, don't tread on me, man. Don't tell me where I can and can't go and when I can and can't go there. Urge car sharing and practice that decreases fuel use. Well, that's because a lot of this energy and fuel, it's not because they think it's going to help the environment. We're going to save the world. No, they're going to the machines. They're going to the AI data centers. They're going into the control grid that they're training to take your job and to take your life. And you know, going back to that conversation that I had with that gentleman, he goes, you know, I just don't get it about this AI. And he's like, what? Like, you got to have people doing stuff or the resources for them. I mean, what do they plan on doing? I go, well, you don't have to do that if you don't have any people around or a lot of them are gone. And you should have seen the look on his face. He's like, man, I never even thought of that. And you know, I started explaining transhumanism to him and how essentially, you know, I didn't get this far, but when you look at the two main grafts of transhumanism, there's the and for you and I, that you're going to be convinced that you can upload your consciousness into some kind of metaverse pleasure dome experience where you can literally be like Superman if you want. You can experience everything as everything all at once, right? You know, the whole nine. You can't upload your consciousness, folks. That's you're going to euthanize yourself, and they're going to laugh their ass off while they do it and have some bullshiz, you know, paleo comparison of a clone digitized up there after they've basically track traced and databased you to oblivion, created a profile for you. Some cheap profile is going to become that. And then they want to biologically live forever and have whatever they create as the next, you know, organism serve them. They don't want us. They don't want anything that can replace them, that can challenge their value system. They literally want to become gods. It's been kind of an eternal passion for the elite, right? The tree of life, the fountain of youth, the idea of immortality, the Epstein class that wanted to start cloning things, right, Jeffrey? They want to find a way to live forever here. And all of us don't matter in that regard. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to hit that video of the high-level Hollywood child abuse.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you feel in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Back, we're already here. Final segment of the War Room. I'm your guest host, Jason Burmis. We're going to finish up with this International Energy Agency suggestion list. No, this is the plan, okay? Only it's way worse than they're presenting it. And then we're going to play Brandon Hall talking about his abuse as an 8-year-old child on the set of The Little Rascals, okay? So going down the line here, you know, we talked about alternating private car use in large cities, crazy town, car sharing. Okay, great. Listen, I'm all for you catching a ride with somebody if you can, but it's not necessary. And, you know, there's a lot of those, whether they realize they're eugenicists or not, comedians like Bill Maher will say this, whatever gets traffic moving, I'm for whatever gets traffic moving. And they're usually referring to people killing themselves. You know what gets traffic moving? Efficiently made cities and roadways. One of the geniuses of Dwight D. Eisenhower bring us into the national highway system, right? And I would love to see, and I don't know if we're ever going to get a leader like this, I don't know, but somebody come in and actually want to revamp that structure for the betterment, not the command and control that they want with that, but for the betterment of us. I mean, the road, first of all, the idea to me, and maybe I'm kooky, that it's 2026, and we're still using concrete and not some other type of material that's better. Like there's nothing else out there in the past 75 years that we could use that maybe doesn't degrade as much, doesn't cause as many potholes. I'm not that smart. I would think that maybe we would have that by now. And I'd love, you know, I listened to this clip of Newsom admitting to the failure of the high-speed railway system. I've never understood, other than, again, command and control reasons and not wanting to empower humanity, why we couldn't have that system in the United States. What a game changer it would be if you could get from, say, New York to D.C. in like 20 or 30 minutes and not have to take a plane, right? Like that would, I mean, forget about like the vacation and the travel, but the commutes to work and that ability. Then you could sell people on mass transit if it was actually beneficial. But again and again and again, we see that these things are simply not made to be beneficial to anybody but the present, the predator class. Hasten adoption of electric and more efficient vehicles. Now, they've been trying to push the electric car forever. There's nothing electric about it, because at the end of the day, to create these batteries and create that electricity, you're still using the traditional means. Like, it's not all solar energy. In fact, it's in like a fraction of a fraction would be anything like solar or wind or hydro. No. It's the traditional stuff. It's a bait and switch. It's a scamboozle. Okay? Avoid business travel when alternatives exist. In other words, you're on Zoom meetings forever unless you're rich. And you know what's always really convenient about a Zoom meeting? It's digital, and it can obviously be hacked into and much more easily surveilled. Not that in your meetings, most people are not carrying their phones in or putting them in a Faraday cage bag, for sure. But kind of helpful, especially if you're trying to control large swaths of the populace. And then prefer high speed and night trains to planes where possible. And that's great. Again, I would agree with that, but they don't mean that. That's never come into practice. And we have to realize that. So now, without further ado, I'm going to play this clip of Brandon Hall, probably not even going to jump in. It's about 3 minutes long, of talking about the unspeakable abuse he endured as a child in Hollyweird, and how none of the individuals that abused him, as far as he knows, were ever brought to justice and continued to abuse children.
I wanted to just tell the truth. And the truth actually took some time for me to work out. So I grew up in Texas, normal kid. What very few people, nobody at the time certainly knew, was that my biological father had been sexually abusing me for a long time, for a few years. He eventually went to prison for those same crimes against someone else's kid. And I just went on with my life. And then Steven Spielberg was casting for a movie called Little Rascals. Some of you might have seen it. And as you know, I got the job. I had never auditioned for a movie before. I had a big open call. I grew up watching the original Our Gang, and I had a pretty good alfalfa impersonation, and I cut my rat's tail off. It was the early 90s. And I went in and got the job. So shortly after that day, a week, 2 weeks, I don't really know exactly how long, two men from that set began sexually abusing me. I thought a lot about that. I thought a lot about how these predators have some sort of sixth sense for vulnerable kids, right? Or predators of other kinds, you know, having a sixth sense for just vulnerable people. I remember feeling very angry. I still remember really being consciously aware of the fact that, at least how I perceived it at the time, 8 years old, that somebody wasn't protecting me. That I was supposed to be protected. And that went on. The abuse went on from, you know, movie to movie, from project to project for quite a few years after that. And it's something that I've only spoken about with a handful. I've worked to reconstruct those memories. And I have a deep fear of the wrong person ever being accused. And I don't have a clear enough memory from any of the events from my childhood to definitively.
So let's take some takeaways from that. Number one, I have great respect for him not only talking about it, but then saying, hey, I don't want to name somebody that wasn't involved. Because when you often get into these traumatic experiences, you know, he also talked about the abuse by his father. And who knows whether it was a sixth sense of these predators or maybe his father arranging it. You know, Demi Moore, in her autobiography, talked about an incident where she believed that her mother set up an individual to come over when she was 15 years old and abuse her. Okay? I mean, we often forget, outside of Hollywood, there are some sick puppies. And there are just people, unfortunately. I mean, you just showed you a lunatic that strangled a baby. You know, there are sick people out there that need to be dealt with. But you notice how he continued to be abused on other sets and that nothing was done. And obviously, if that were the case, it probably wasn't these same, you know, two individuals at the start, that by the end, it was only these two individuals. I think then he would probably have more of a clearer idea of exactly who they were. But in these cases of real trauma, yeah, you block it out. And quite frankly, just the way that he was speaking, I'm impressed with the way he's been able to maintain some kind of normalcy after that. It's something so horrific that I don't even like to think that it exists. And knowing that it exists, and it exists on a level where there is a certain level of person that you just can't apparently do anything about, right? And that's, again, going back to McGinnis and his horrible takes with McGregor. You know, Conor McGregor, hey, McGinnis is pushing him as a populist political figure. He's talked about being the prime minister of Ireland. This is a guy that was accused of breaking a model's arm in Ibiza. She's so scared for her life, she jumped off the boat, had to be rescued by Red Cross, and then dropped the charges after her car got firebombed. Forget about the 2018 incident, which he actually got convicted in a civil court for. And people acted like the woman was in it for the money. She tried so hard to get a criminal trial. She tried so over for years and years tried to get a criminal trial. And then they gave her that whitewash, which is disgusting. And, oh, she did it for the money, Jason. Yeah, I'm sure that's why right before the trial, home invaders came into her apartment and stabbed her boyfriend in the belly. I'm sure that's the case when she was offered $1 million. I think within a year of the incident, turned it down. Didn't get a fraction of that. I think she got like 200K. Something like that, a little bit more. And I know it was under 300K. Crazy town. You don't promote a guy like that. In fact, Donnie T, if I'm talking to you personally, don't have him at the White House next St. Patrick's Day. It's a bad look. Don't have him at an inauguration. It's a bad look. The truth is the truth, folks. Okay? Stop compromising yourselves with narrative management and control. That's the last person that you want with any type of power. A person who's totally, we talked about gangsterism, totally and completely connected to the Kinahana Mafia family over in Ireland. Look who are his sister's with. Look where he and Dee come up from. Again, baseline investigations. But you'll never see that go viral on X, will you, Musk? You know, going back to some posts over on X. Mike Lee, I'll be careful here on how I read this. Because, again, I plan on posting this on YouTube, and I totally get there's still narrative management there. In fact, I'm right now, I think for the next couple weeks, I didn't get a strike for it, but I got a warning because I dared to have Rick Hill come on, and he talked about his personal experience with cancer and vitamin B17. Okay, and I don't know if I have the book right here. I think actually it's right over there. But look up Rick Hill. He's a really interesting character. And really great guy, took that right off. Okay, so I'm gonna be careful on what I read here. Countless Americans were forced to get the COVID-1984 hate and lies, boop diddly oopens. Add a little bit there. In many cases, under threat of getting fired. I not only getting fired, man, some people were just like so willing to do it from like not being able to travel, right? And, you know, it's funny. I saw David Cross, who's one of my favorite comedians. A lot of people wouldn't think that. The Pride is Back is one of my favorites of all time. Just watched his recent comedy special. And look, I can agree. I can disagree politically with people and still enjoy it. And I did enjoy that one thoroughly. But at one point, I just kind of when I hear it, you know, he talked about the shot and I didn't take the shot and I didn't bow down to the man. Not about bowing down to the man, as I'm about to show you. The military is allowed to lie to you. And I don't believe the military or any entity that is allowed to lie to you. Period. Full stop. The Defense Department lies to you. So I don't just line up to take things from the Defense Department. And so Mike Lee then asks, how many Americans died from it? Why are we asking Americans, bro? This was global. And I get it. You know, you're an American senator and one of the better ones, by the way, Mike. Okay. But I mean, I want to just X this out. Sorry. I got distracted by the Johnny Nonsense propaganda of X trying to get me to give them money. We're done giving you money, X. We're done. And by the way, I've seen no D-boost in my engagement today that I don't have the blue check mark. Shadow bans are real. So I said, hey, or maybe, Mr. Lee, a Defense Department-driven injectable bioweapon should not have been made, let alone deployed, after a Defense Department-driven bioweapon was released and ceded to the global populace. Just a thought. And that's when I will talk about globalism. Because, yeah, that was the whole globe had to take part in that nonsense. All right, that just shows you across the board. Our leaders, no matter where they are, don't really want to speak out to the truth. Because anybody to this day, and this was something I brought up with one of the dads, can go find out Moderna didn't have a product. Not a zippity zilch. Nothing on the market prior to the nightmare. And that DARPA partnered with Moderna for the mRNA technology as a part of their military program, Adept and Protect, and they still have the actual press release on their official website from almost 16 years ago. And by the way, you can read here, it's a gene therapy. You can read about the grant as part of the Adept and Protect program. Okay? You see, I mean, let's just read the paragraph right here. This grant is part of DARPA program called Adept and Protect, autonomous diagnostic to enable prevention and therapeutic prophylactic options to environmental and contagious threats. Always need a terrible acronym, don't they? The goal is to develop a platform technology that can be deployed safely and rapidly to provide the U.S. population with near immediate protection against emerging infectious diseases and engineered biological weapons, even in cases when the pathogen or infectious agent is unknown. Boy, they love to spell it out to you right there. Engineered biological, just in case. But we're never behind that. And then, on their own website, you can see who the strategic collaborators are. AstraZeneca. Oh, did AstraZeneca get the contracts too? Oh, Merck, look at that. Vertex, BARDA, which is the medical, DARPA. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as the Institute Pasteur and the Karolinska Institute. They're the out-and-out players still sitting there, right on Moderna's own website. Crazy town that no one's addressing this. But again, here we are. So now I want to wrap up with Artemis, okay? I think that that's a good place to end in these last 7 minutes. I'm actually right now trying to set up a broadcast with somebody that claims they can prove that Artemis just did what they're telling us is like a 660,000-mile trip via rocket technology. And who knows, maybe they did. But color me skeptical. And this is where, you know, I'll just get a key. Like, I know there's a lot of talk of low IQ, okay? And by the way, great bit with JP Sears, Alex. Loved it. Interviewed JP a couple years ago. Another interesting, funny guy. I'm glad he's having some success out there and still be able to maintain it because he's been shadow banned. I used to see his stuff all the time in my feeds, and I still try to watch his stuff. Nowhere in my feeds anymore. And that's across the board. That's the X feed. That's the YouTube feed. That's the Facebook feed. They're all of it. Okay? All of it's narrative management. So they'll all come in and be like, oh, you're a flat earther. And like, you know, it's the bot talking points and you're a moron. And for instance, one of them starts talking about big rockets. And then I point out, you know, the Saturn V and how it hasn't changed that much. I think it's like not even a tenth of a percent more powerful. In other words, less fuel capacity for what it does. The modern ones. So almost no change in the technology as ever. And they're like, oh, you're an idiot. You think it takes you all the way there. No, I know the corkscrew. I know it's supposed to travel around in low Earth orbit and then eject out with like this power injection. Guys, they're in a capsule after this. They're on giant rockets and in a capsule. The thing is like 330 square feet. Okay, let's say that's what they are in. For literally like 600,000 miles of the travel up and around. Yeah, I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical. You know, I hear the people that tell me they can track it with a ham radio. And then I have other people saying, well, they're actually tracking it from a larger ham radio that's not commercially available. Obviously, there's no continuous satellite or camera system known or telescope to a camera system that can just tape it's 300 square feet, guys. It's very small. But just think about the fact you got four people in this for 10 days. Now, I'm not saying that can't be done because I think it can be pretty uncomfortable though. And I absolutely think they were in space 100%. But when the International Space Station itself isn't even 300 miles in the air, in space, in orbit, if you will. And I think the Russians like went a little bit past that back in the day. I don't think they've ever even been 300 miles in space. And no other nation state has replicated it. Yeah, I'm skeptical. When your last Artemis mission, you sent Snoopy around the moon. I'm skeptical. I watched a lot of the broadcasts. I watched the cringeworthy conversation that they had with Donnie T. And by the way, I am intrigued by this type of technology. I just don't think they're telling us the truth. Who knows? Maybe my mind will be changed in this upcoming debate, but I'm certainly not holding my breath in that regard. I was told there was never going to back to Biden economics. It looks like an awful lot like we did and then some. I like Brandon Weikert. And by the way, I put that afterwards because he's a big advocate of U.S. space travel, totally believes in the Apollo missions, the whole nine. I think he actually has a lot of excellent takes, and that is one of them. And then finally, let's see. You know, Owen put this out there. Alex Jones, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, and Megyn Kelly need to do a panel in response to Trump's post. And I actually do believe this because love them or hate them, and I've had my disagreements and still do with everybody. And that's okay. And then that's one of the things I love about Alex is that he allows those disagreements. You know, it's a real thing. Trump's probably had those disagreements. He came out against them so hard is because they're all anti-war with large audiences, and they are pointing out inconvenient truths to a lot of his base. And whether or not he's going to admit that it's his base, look, without guys like me that were still just totally on the fence and still calling him out for certain things, you don't get elected in the fashion, especially with the election rigging and the machines and the mail-in ballots that we've done nothing about. Big problems. Get ready for midterm disaster. Just putting it out there. And by the way, I do think this as well, and this is actually, I'm warning you here, Donnie T, you're expendable to these people. If you didn't realize that during the campaign trail, during this last round, during those two assassination attempts, I don't know what to tell you. And I guarantee you, if something happens to you in that world, they are going to blame it on Iran and escalate. And how many people out there that have joined the Everything Donnie T cult, because there's still some of them there, that are going to be rabid about it and want to escalate the war because of it. And you'll be sacrificed for it. I'm just saying, that's, if you don't think that's on the table to these people, especially if you're just a little bit too difficult now that you've gone along with it, not great, bro. Not great. You should have been full bore against it like you were on the campaign trail. Folks, that's pretty much going to wrap this one up. Please go check me out over on YouTube. I believe it's still the Info Warrior. Jason Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S. Go watch all the documentary films for free. Many produced right here at Infowars.com. Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies on 9/11. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade the Motion Picture for that global scale. A lot of the stuff that we talked about here and beyond. And remember, it is not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. So go do the right thing and actually support a free speech platform like InfoWars, like Band.video. Get to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and support the InfoWar.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN Zone website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, Methylene Blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, You are the resistance.